This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning to you all. I'm so glad to be with you again this morning. It's Pastor Brian de Villiers. And we now just over a week to go before it is Christmas. And I want to speak to you this morning about being ready for Christmas. You see, you need to get ready for Christmas. And I want to read from Matthew's Gospel, and this is what it tells us in Matthew's Gospel. I'm reading chapter 1 and verse 18 to 25, and this is what it says. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And so all of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Jesus, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know it till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. He called his name Jesus. Being ready for Christmas? Let me ask you a question. Are you ready for Christmas? I know it's still another week to go. Usually when we talk about getting ready for Christmas, we talk about the things we still need to do. Last minute gifts, Christmas pies and puddings still to be made, more shopping still to be done, sore and tired feet, and a very stretched and strained credit cards. But I'm not talking about all that. We still need to do it. I'm talking about attitude. You see, I want us all to have the kind of openness this Christmas to the coming and the doing of God in all of our lives. Let's just look at Joseph, a very often neglected member of the Christmas story, but one who played a vital role. Joseph was a man who lived with an openness to God. Listen, if Joseph had not been open and committed to God, then Joseph would have been a very insignificant part of the Christmas story. Listen then, the whole story of Christmas would have had to be changed. Think about it. But because of Joseph's approach to the Christmas event, Joseph himself was ready for Christmas. But you ask, how do we know he was ready for Christmas? What is it that we have to do in order to have the right attitude towards Christmas? Number one, to be ready for Christmas, we need to trust God, confident that he knows what he's doing. Joseph was a man of faith, but he was not a man whose faith was always easy. There were moments when it was difficult for him. I'm sure Joseph had the last of questions, a lot of questions. He wanted to ask about the situation he found himself in. Think about it for a moment, the situation he found himself in. But the scriptures tell us Joseph took Mary to be his wife, pregnant and all, and he was only engaged to her. Joseph did what he was told to do by God. He might not have understood everything then and all that was going on. One thing Joseph did understand: God can be trusted. You got that? God can be trusted. In the midst of the whole situation, he could trust God in what God was doing because of his faith, obedience to God. Christmas happened. Now, as we know and understand, we are called to be faith people. We are the people of faith. We've put our trust, our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But at times, even for us, it becomes very difficult to keep faith. It's difficult to trust God and stand on the promises of His Word. Let's face facts as we look at our world, the world we live in today, South Africa. With all the problems, as we look at our own lives, for all of us it becomes sometimes difficult to hold on to God, to stand on His promises, to trust God. There are those who laugh and scoff at Christmas. To those Christians who believe that God is control of everything, they say, how can you talk of love in the face of so much hate in the world? How can you talk of good when there is so much bad out there in the world? How can you talk of peace when there is so much torment and world wars all over the world? How can we as Christians praise God when there's so much suffering? Does God really know what He's doing? Listen to me. Despair and hopelessness can creep into our spirits. Then Christmas comes, and Christmas reminds us all our God can be trusted. Before the birth of Jesus Christ, there was such darkness and despair in the world, so much misery, pain, and suffering. But listen, God was there in the midst of it all. Because when I go back to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2, this is what it says. The people who walked in darkness, you got that? The people that walked in darkness have seen, what have they seen? They've seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them light has shined. Isn't that wonderful? Upon them light has shined. Into the darkness, there's a flicker of light spread into the tremendous flame. God was there. You've got to get that this morning. God was there. When we read John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 4 and 9, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Jesus Christ is the light. We're not the light. We have the light on the inside of us, but He was the true light. Verse 9, that was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. It's Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. What can a baby born in some out-of-the-way smelly stable do? Nothing but grow up and change the world, because even in the darkness, God was there. God was in it. Christmas causes us to remember again, God is still with us. He's still at work in our world. We can trust God. God has not forsaken us. Let me make that clear to you this morning. God has not forsaken us. You and I can live this Christmas with a sense of openness, because we can see it. If we have eyes to see the love, the joy, the peace, the life, because God is with us, Emmanuel, God with us, Matthew 1:23. He's with us right now. No matter who you are, what you're going through, He's with us right now. We can trust Him. Number two, to be ready for Christmas, we need to be carers of others. Do you get that? Carers of others. Joseph's part of the Christmas message. He was to care for Mary, to minister her every need, that Joseph did. in a wonderful way because Joseph cares. Christmas happened. Christmas is the time when we reach out to others, when we care for others in a special way. Touch one person's life this Christmas. That's what I'm asking you to do. Touch one person's life with the love of Jesus. Reach out to a neighbor that's all alone, has no family. Or a person that is shut in, they're in a wheelchair, there's something wrong, they can't go out all the time. Yes, we should all be caring for somebody else all year long, but especially at this time of the year. Can I say something to you all this morning, from my heart to yours? For many people, Christmas time is the most loneliest time of the year. And it's not how much you know. You see, people say, well, you know, I don't know the person. You know, we just need to go along and befriend people. Jesus says, this new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, not only of the household of faith in church, but what about the people in your road? You see, it's not how much we know. Sometimes we think we've got to go to people and tell them from the Bible. No, it's not how much you know of the Bible or the theology you have. People don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. Christmas tells us about a personal God who comes, so much that he was willing to come down even at the risk of his life and minister to people's needs. Christmas calls us, as Christians to do the same as our God, caring for others, doing something for somebody less fortunate than yourself this Christmas. You know that most people alive are people who minister and care about others. I love the story of the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army I have known for years. I have watched them and I've seen what they've done in the lives of people where I live in Cape Town and in other parts of the world. I've seen them in United Kingdom, how they've cared for people. They've touched the lives of others, how they give them Christmas lunches, how they care when no one else cares for them. You see, my friends, I want to say to you this morning, to be ready for Christmas is to be ready to care, to minister to others. Are we ready for that? Are you ready to give of yourself, to give of your means, to be generous this Christmas? Give yourself to somebody else. Number three, to be ready for Christmas, we need to be givers to God of all that we are. I wonder if anybody told Joseph how dangerous it would be to serve as the earthly father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus had to flee to Egypt because of Herod. All the babies that were under the age of two, they gave a decree that they should be killed. And you know, Jesus would have been amongst them, but Joseph was willing to obey God, to trust God, and to know that God knew what he was doing, and Joseph loved God, served God, and was obedient to God, and he left all the consequences to God, and that's why he was willing to flee into Egypt, that Jesus Christ, the baby that was born to Mary, who would become the Savior of the world, could be the one that was protected. Listen, has anybody told you that there is a cost to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ? Anybody told you there's a cost to following Jesus? That is sure. Some people don't like that. But what do we stand for? What are the values we hold on to in the kingdom of God? I'm praying that this Christmas, this time of the year, people will be open, Christians especially, because our lives have been touched by the love of God. Our lives have been touched by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God. The world stands against our values. The world stands against the very principles we believe in. And we might not be as popular as we thought if we stand for our Christian values and principles. We are opposed already. Yes, we can't pray in our schools. We can't teach the Bible in the schools like we used to do. In our school system, it's not about us. And I want to make it clear. You see, my friends, I want to tell you, no matter what they tell us, will we stand up and still do it? Are we still willing at this time of the year to be willing to go out, make ourselves vulnerable? It's not about being politically correct or anything else like that. Jesus Christ is the delight of the world. And because he lives in us, this Christmas, we want to let our light shine through our lives. We want to take someone and care for them and love upon them and help them. Give somebody a meal this Christmas to show that we are Christians, that we are Christ followers, and that we care. Are we still willing as Christians to help those in need? Support and help those who need us desperately this Christmas. Some people are going to sit all alone. Some people are going to have no food. Are we willing in your church? Why don't you go to your church, your pastor, to your dominie, and go and say to them, can't we do something for somebody else this Christmas? I know of churches that open their church hall on Christmas Day. They cook Christmas dinner for people, and anybody who's willing to come, all those that are maybe on the streets, the down and outs, those who have fallen on hard times, they can come to many churches and have Christmas lunch. Isn't that wonderful? Are we willing to give God everything he needs from us in order to see that his will is done on earth as it is in heaven? In order to see that other lives are touched. And God can only use you and I to touch the lives of people and make a difference in it. You see, for some, Christmas is not as meaningful as it should be, because we don't always respond to God by saying, God, whatever you want, I'll give. Whatever, wherever you lead, I'll go. Whatever you ask, I'll do. You see, God, I want to be ready for Christmas. Think about it. Joseph was willing to sacrifice. Joseph, when he took care of Mary and Jesus, they had to flee for their lives. Not all of us are called to do that. Think of Mary. She wasn't yet married, and she found herself pregnant. And she says to the angel, be it unto me according to your word. I don't understand it, but I'm going along with it. And she gave birth to the Savior of the world. To be ready for Christmas, we can offer to God no less than everything he wants. All of us say, God, I make myself available to you. I'm praying that for Christmas this year, you'll open your heart, you'll open your life to the Lord Jesus. Will you say to him, there's room in my heart this Christmas for you, Lord Jesus. Though millions have come, there's room for still one. There's room at the cross for you. The first thing you need to do this morning, you need to give your life to Jesus. And when you've given your life to Jesus, say, Lord Jesus, lead me, guide me by your Spirit. Because this year, I plan to make a difference in somebody's life that lives near or far away from me. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to be the light. I'm going to shine light into dark places. Because you are in me. You the light of the world. I'm going to shine my light, the light of Jesus into dark places, and I'm going to make a difference in my street where I live, in my church. I'm going to make a difference this year that we're going to reach out to people and we're going to love on people. We're going to care about people. We're going to give a meal to people. We're going to bless some people because there's more blessed to give than to receive. I pray you will hear the message this morning from, are you ready for Christmas? Are you really ready? But to be ready, you need to receive. You need to receive first Jesus into your life. I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer with me this morning. Say, Lord Jesus, I realize I am not a child of yours yet, but this moment I come to realize I need you because you are the Savior of the world. You're the divine Son of God. I am responding to your call. I want to receive you into my heart and into my life as the Lord and Savior of my life. I want to love you. I want to serve you forever by the power of the Holy Spirit. Guide me, lead me, help me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, then I want to welcome you to the family of God this morning. And I want to say to you, God wants to use you this Christmas to shine your light, Jesus, the light in you, into dark places, to brighten it up, to help people, to touch lives, to make a difference, to be the salt because you have the salt in you and the salt is Jesus, to give flavor to the world around you. Won't you do that this Christmas? Because if you prepare for it in that way, then you will be ready for Christmas. God bless you this morning. If you have prayed the prayer with me, you need counseling this morning, then 021-180-5744, 021-180-5744, Radio Cape Pulpit. There'll be somebody there to help you. Or you can contact me, Pastor Brian, on 021-552-4096. 021-552-4096. Pastor Brian, Monday to Thursday between 9 o'clock and 12 noon. God bless you and help you as you prepare for Christmas this year, 2025. I thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.